brilliant chronicle of a poet's heart and mind as the last century ends and a new one begins. Poet David Lehman is the editor of the Best American Poetry series. He lives in Ithaca, New York, and New York City. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. These poems come from The Evening Sun, a journal in poetry. January 3. There's an astronaut named David Lehman, an authority on South American politics, and at least one soldier who died in Vietnam. I saw his name on the Vietnam Memorial, and who should phone me on this day but a woman who claims she's married to me and apologizes when I tell her she's not. She's a wrong number I shall long cherish, I assure her, wondering which David Lehman was or is her husband. On the first day of school when I was 6, the principal called my name. I stood up and said there were 2 David Lehmans. Maybe he didn't mean me, but he did. It was my lucky day, which reminds me of the movie we saw on January 1st, Christmas in July, with Dick Powell. Is it good luck or bad luck if a black cat crosses your path? It depends on what happens after, and if you don't sleep at night, it isn't the coffee, it's the bunk. March 8. Every so often my father comes over for a visit. He hangs his overcoat and hat on my hat rack. I brief him on recent developments and serve us coffee. He is surprised that I like to cook. Once when he made an omelette, he flipped it in the air, much to my delight, and it landed on the floor. Yes, that was the summer of 1952. He remembered the high breakers and how fearless I was running into the ocean anyway. The important thing is to see you doing so well, he said, and took his coat and hat and left before I remembered he was dead. June 4. I said, "Okay, Joe, what makes this flower beautiful?" "What makes the flower a flower?" he answered right again as we walked down Valentine Place, past the students and the nursing home down the cobblestone street leading to the bridge above 6 Mile Creek, where myrtle grows wild. I wonder why Milton said, "Ye myrtles brown," when they're green, with little purple buds in May. September 2. There's a disease that eats away at English. It's called anger management. Let me teach you. You go to a singles bar on 6th Avenue where the noise would be described as deafening. If I were a journalist and you were European, Danish, or Dutch, planning to get into a fistfight with a German just to see whether I, the American, will intervene to break it up. But I'm not going to play that game. I'm a New Yorker. I refuse to get involved. October 30. After much deliberation, I have made up my mind. Life may be painful, sad, charming, amusing, unkind. The one thing it cannot be is boring. That's why I've assigned Mozart to a certain great jazz clarinetist and allowed myself the luxury of not having to make a choice at the museum. I can have my Matisse and Picasso too, my Pollock and de Kooning, though academics claim you can have only one or the other. That's why they're academics and write letters denouncing their ex-friends in journals edited by people who can't write for people who won't read. November 6. You meet this pathetic guy. Even his wife knows he's a loser. You feel sorry for him and befriend him. You go to a ball game, maybe, or a museum. He's not such a bad guy. Maybe a little loud, a bit of a braggart who likes to argue. At least he has strong convictions. Not necessarily. You hear him argue the opposite of what he argued last week. You see him at parties. 6 months go by. You feel about him as everyone else does. But you were open-minded about it and are not relying on reputation, but on your own experience in forming the judgment that he's a jerk. This is The Poet's Weave with poems by David Lehman. I'm Jenny Kander.